We're learning Shmiras HaLashon Shar HaTorah, Perek Tes. Towards the end of the Perek, the paragraph which begins Ul Hebechas Shalom, an English edition, can be found on page 514 on the bottom of the page. The topic of discussion, once again, is that where the Chafetz Chaim is telling us a son who was encouraged and supported to learn Torah by his parent has that ability to strengthen and elevate his parent in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. However, he says now, Im ein haben heilich b'derech hayasha. If the son does not go b'derech hayasha, in the proper path, it is a tremendous disgrace and embarrassment for a parent in the world to come. Because this parent has produced a child who has rebelled against Hashem, who has angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gra writes in his letter, Olin Lachufa, Sha'af im yadrich tamid bana b'musar v'lei kablum. Even if a father will continuously try to straighten out the path, the direction that his son is taking, which is incorrect. And the son does not listen, and the son decides to take his own path. Says the Chafetz Chaim, quoting the Vilna Gaon, woe is to that parent. Woe is to that embarrassment. The tsar and the pain, v'abizoyin, and the disgrace and embarrassment in the world to come. How much more so if the father himself is the reason, the cause, that the father will say, you know what, you learned enough, what do you have to learn for? Stop learning, go, and time to make a living. Now, once again, the Chafetz Chaim is not telling a person that the child does not need an education and the child does not need to know how to make a parnasa. It's an obligation. What's one of the obligations for a father to know, to teach his son how to have a trade? It's from a Mefurash Mishnah. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, the Chafetz Chaim, others, no one is arguing on the Mishnah. What they are arguing on is the mindset, what you learn when you learned enough. You learned enough already. You don't have to learn anymore. You'll fulfill your obligation of learning when you go to the rabbi's drasha on Shabbos. If that much. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. How much punishment and embarrassment and disgrace will a parent receive in the Olam Ha'Elyon, in the Olam Haba, if a parent discourages a child to learn Torah? And every single Avera which that child will do will be viewed as an encouragement brought about from the parent, and the parent will be punished for that as well. Let's see one more paragraph. Furthermore, if this child, the son, will die, and the father, because of his lifestyle here in this world, of fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs, the father has a chelik in Gan Eden. Gam kein yagir loy mimenu tsar gadol. That parent will still receive a tremendous punishment and pain. Ki yitluhu migan Eden v'yolichuhu l'gehenim. And that parent will be taken out of Gan Eden and placed into taken out of Gan Eden and placed in Gehenim. L'man yira b'yisuri b'noi, to see the suffering of a son. K'mo yishomru chazal, as Chazal tell us, V'hevi agra davar zeh b'mishlei. And now the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Gra on his commentary, in his commentary of Mishlei, in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Yitzayin, on the Pasuk, Yasir bincha v'nichecha, discipline your son, and you will be at peace, v'nichecha, v'yitein ma'adonim l'navshecha, and he'll bring pleasure to your soul. Once again, Yasir bincha v'nichecha, v'yitein ma'adonim l'navshecha. Discipline your son, and you will be at peace, and he will bring you pleasure to your soul. V'zeh l'shoinoi, kashir ha-ben, v'oid yanichecho min ha-gehenim, v'yitein ma'adonu nafshecho b'gan Eden. When the son, he will bring you, he will give you peace from Gehenim, and he will give you pleasure in Gan Eden. What does that refer to? Kima Ma'isa de Rabbi Kiva Shalomat Torah in Ben Rasha Vitzilim in Gehenim. We mentioned many shurim earlier, which we'll now repeat now, the story of a very wicked man. And he left over a son, and Rabbi Kiva taught the son, he taught his son Torah. Shalomat Torah in Ben Rasha. And since Rabbi Kiva taught the son Torah, he was able to take this Rasha out of Gehenim and put him to Gan Eden. So that's how the Vilna Gaon explained this pasuk: Yaseh bincha v'nichecha v'itein ma'adonim nafshecha, that the son will be able to have this ability to pull the parent out of Gehenim even. And he brought the father to Gan Eden. Furthermore, Yaseh. What does it mean, Yaseh bincha v'nichecha? The flip side is two-way street. Ki'afilu tzadik, im tzadik, im yesh lo ben rasha. If he has a son who's a rasha, azay noit l'noisoy migan eidon l'gehenim. The person will be taken from Gan Eden and placed into Gehenim. Leman yira yisurei benoi, to see the suffering of his son, and of course that will be a punishment for the father as well. V'zehu, that's what it means. Yase bincha v'nichecha b'mekoimcha v'gam hu yitein ma'adonu nashecha. Discipline your son, and you will be at peace now in your lifetime, and he will bring pleasure to your soul, referring to an olam haba. We'll stop here with the Shmiras Halashon.